With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Gloucester Fire Chief, Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande. And Deputy, welcome back to MSO.
Hi, good morning, Rick. How are you?
Very well, Tom. Thank you very much. Hope you're doing as well. Hope you're dry. A weird story yesterday that we got from our press releases about some people falling off the breakwater out in Gloucester Harbor, and that, I got to say, that's a really unusual event. So maybe you could walk us through that.
Sure. We received a call around 10:54 in the morning for a car. The initial call was for a pregnant woman that fell, was swept off the breakwater. En route, we found out there was actually two people that that were swept off by the heavy surf that was outside of the breakwater yesterday. It turns out the people were visiting from at least the two people we transported from Texas, so they're unfamiliar with the area.
Mm-hmm.
When we arrived on scene, the two people had managed, with the help from their friends, to at least get out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
The police were there just, you know, seconds, a couple of minutes before us. They were able to get one of the people, one of the women, up on top of the breakwater, and the other one to one of the tiered steps just below the top of the breakwater. I walked out there, the crews were behind me arriving, assessed the patient quickly, and by then the fire personnel were on scene as well. So we were able to get the woman up to the top of the breakwater. They did a quick assessment, packaged her up, and then we carried two patients off the breakwater.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the waiting ambulances that were transported. One was transported to Beverly, the other one was transported locally to AGH.
Mm-hmm. Did they appear to have any serious injuries, Tom?
They were complaining of leg injuries and leg pain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the exact disposition of it was. It didn't seem to be anything of life-threatening or any serious injury. They both were conscious and alert, which was a good sign. The issue was while we were working, the police and fire crews working, the waves continued to pound the breakwater, and there were several waves that broke over all of the working parties out there at the time.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. The seaside of the breakwater facing south, southeast, that's where the water comes in. That's where the sea is heavy. On the other side, the breakwater blocks it. So they were on the seaside of it?
So they were swept into the harbor side.
Okay.
Yeah, fortunately, because the waves were pretty significant, and they were churning it up on the ocean side, and if they had fallen in there, I think it would have, I know it would have been a way different outcome, and
yeah,
it would have been a different scene.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Fortunately, like I said, they were swept off, they were injured either climbing out or mm-hmm. on the way down. Significant enough to require transport, but not enough that it appeared to be serious or life-threatening.
Well, that's good. These are giant blocks of granite out there, and it's about a half-mile long breakwater, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it's over 2,000 feet. I was actually looking up the history of the Dog Bar Breakwater
mm-hmm.
and what it cost to build and when it was done back in the 1800s, early 1900s.
I just kind of wish that the city or the Coast Guard or somebody would put some warning signs out there. There are some on the back shore, and every now and then we see people get swept off the rocks on the back shore because they're not familiar with it. And I don't know, Tom, is there any warning you could give to visitors about those two particular pieces of geography?
I would say is basically your senses dictate what would be safe and what not. I took a ride around that morning on my way into work. You could see the heavy surf that was built up from the storm that passed off the day prior, rather. And it was choppy outside the breakwater as well as inside the harbor with the wind that was blowing in. So a lot of it is just common sense. When we were walking out there to help these people, you could see the waves breaking over the breakwater.
Wow.
Fortunately, the tide had been going out. It was probably half to three quarters on the way out. Now, if the tide had been coming, that would have been another different story entirely.
Exactly, and the breakwater is very high, so when the waves break over that, man, it's bad news. I think, finally, Deputy, I would ask you just a general question about fire rescue in this kind of situation. What kind of training could you possibly have for this kind of thing?
So we'll do periodic trainings. We have, with the equipment and the personnel, we'll do water rescue trainings. We'll do them typically for warm water and then ice water rescue as the season progresses toward the winter months. We did have one of the members suited up in an immersion suit, and we also have what's called a line gun, similar to what the ships would use to toss lines from one boat to another. But on the end of our line gun, there's a little rescue ring that inflates, and we have several hundred feet of line attached. So if we we weren't able to get out, say this was somebody that was swept away or further out and a boat wasn't able to get there, we could deploy the line gun and hopefully effect a rescue that way.
Wow, that's great to know. Deputy, thank you so much for taking the time on this holiday, and congratulations to you and the police department, to the fire department, police department, for, you know, a great rescue, and thank goodness nobody got hurt. I appreciate it, Tom.
Yeah, I'd just like to add to that, it was a cooperative effort between the police and fire, and that was the key to a successful outcome.
Hey, you know, as a resident of Gloucester, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks so much, Deputy.
You're welcome.
All right, talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
That is Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande of the Gloucester Fire Department. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.